winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
I am reviewing a new Christopher Nolan movie, Dunkirk. I actually saw this a few days ago, but I needed a few days to process it and to articulate this movie. Technically, it's a really good movie, really beautiful. You really feel the scope of the movie. This movie takes place in World War II. This is before America gets involved. And it's the story of Dunkirk. So, yeah. This movie is wonderful. Technically, it's really good. Not too long. Good story. What loses me a little is the characters and the dialogue. We don't get that much dialogue. We don't get that much character development. I actually think we only got one character name in the whole movie. And everyone's British. You gotta pay attention, because if you don't, you won't understand any of it. It's very British. But, I'm glad I saw it. You gotta give it to Nolan. He goes out and he does what he wants. And it's remarkable. The visual, the storytelling, the technical, is all remarkable. I really liked all that stuff. I liked the movie. It was really intense. It's like you take a deep breath and you can let it go until the movie ends, and then it's like, oh my god, what did I? Very intense. The visual was good. The story was good. And they had a problem with the characters and the dialogue. But other than that, I really like this movie and I highly recommend you go to see Dunkirk. See it on the big screen if you want to see it. On a scale from 1 to 10, I gave this movie a solid 7. Really good movie, I enjoyed it, but it could have been a little better for me, but I gave it a 7. We'll never do it for this quick movie review of Dunkirk. I'll be back a few days later to do some other stuff. But until then, this is Ben.